We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shar HaTavuna, Perek Gimel, maybe a paragraph or two in, where it starts with Kol Shekein Shetzorich Lizoher. Thank you. Shelo Ledaber Im Chenvani. Everybody have the place? Okay. So, the Chafetz Chaim here is telling us, just like we know we have food in front of us, and people who come from out of town, they ask me, so they ask me in the community, Kashrus, Kiston K, they're from out of town. They know OU, OK, Chav K, right? So they say, we see it on these restaurants, can I eat there? I get these phone calls every so often. I say, yeah, it's fine, it's reliable, definitely you can eat there. I once had a situation, a friend of mine, he called me up, and he went to a restaurant, and he unfortunately made a mistake of his kids went into the restaurant. And they saw something, or some tuda, some hershet, something. It wasn't Orthodox. And it was uncomfortable, but he had to tell the kids to come out. He's not going to give them food, not going to put the food in their mouth when it's not a reliable hershet. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us as follows. We'll be discussing here this morning, when people get together, and this happens many times by simchas. People gather together by a simcha, and then conversations come up. We have to realize that just like we have to be careful not to put food into our mouths that does not have a proper hechsher, we have to realize, can I sit in such a place? Can I partake? Can I participate? Where's the hechsher? Who is giving the hechsher to this conversation? Let's discuss. Let's see right now. Even more so, we have to be careful. We should not discuss with one storekeeper about another storekeeper. Imagine that. Or one craftsman in regards to other craftsmen, other work, other types of businesses. Because most probably, one uman does not care for, does not love his friend who is in the same profession as him. And it will come to Lashon Hara. You know that this person hates this other competitor. He definitely won't. You should not speak to him about something else. I want to tell you, as you know, when stories pop into my head, I'd like to share them with you. I was in a store, a Jewish from store. I hear the phone rings. He says, I don't have it. Try this other store down the block. I don't carry it. Go to this other store. Kiddush Hashem. A Kiddush Hashem Shein Kamayu. He could have said, no, I don't have it. Goodbye. Oh, why are you sending someone to your competitor? A beautiful Kiddush Hashem. He's doing chesed, the other person can get item. He's giving someone else business. And who is this? This is a competitor. Now, Baruch Hashem, his business is doing well, but when you see, when your personal focus is, the money comes from Hashem. Hashem is the one who sends the customers. What are we fighting about? It's important to remind ourselves that Hashem is the one who runs the world. And no human being can do something to someone else if Hashem is not going to permit it. Now, it could be, for whatever the reason is, someone did something else to us, you know, in the business, whatever it might be. We don't know. Let's continue. One should not praise other people. Don't speak about the praise of one's friend. Because you praise him, it will come to his gnus, his disgrace as well. As explained in the Halacha Sefer. Even just regular idle chatter, talk, That's not disgrace, it's not praise. Don't speak to one person about someone else. Just the basic things. Because the person you're talking to, he doesn't care about this person you're mentioning. One thing will lead to the next thing, and before you know it, this person is shooting arrows. Sharp arrows. Not the ones that my son brought home yesterday from his Rebbe, with the ones that you shoot and they stick onto the window, right? And then 30 seconds later it's broken. Not those. This one lasted so far a day. But real sharp blades and daggers and arrows that are coming out from the person's mouth. Now, how did it all start? This is the heksher we're asking. How many times does a person get a heksher? Can I sit with those people? Can I discuss with them? No, we don't go around asking these questions, but we have to ask ourselves these questions. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us right now. Now, person might ask the question, how is it to sometimes praise other people? People praise other people when they're, let's say, by Sheva Brachas. So you hope, I think one answer might be, you hope that the people who are invited are his dear friends. So that they're saying, by a Simcha, they're saying something, or let's say, by a dinner. Maybe that's one of the answers. Let's say you have to speak something. It's important. Get straight to the point. Because if a person starts having these long conversations, it's extremely important to avoid talking about other people. Not to talk. If we mentally remind ourselves, I was just in a situation recently, about a shidduch situation. One person said, not interested, and the person said, oh, let me tell you about this person. He's not interested, not interested. What's the talk about? No more need for any information. He said no. That's it. End of discussion. Close it. You're still interested? Fine, stay interested. Then you'll find out more. But once a person said no, he said no.
This is gunpowder he's talking about.
Gunpowder, right. Because once you have gunpowder near the fire, what happens? Explosion. So he's giving us these mishalim of gunpowder and fire, because in reality, we don't see the explosions taking place. But our mouths have that ability, or the ears that we listen with, to have these explosions, chas v'shalom, blowing up. Rachman l'tzlom, we hear of tsaris taking place. Who's to know, who's to say, that it wasn't because of lashon hara of a certain time, a certain place? You start speaking to Reuven about Shimon. You don't realize. See, by the way, the Chafetz Chaim also uses Reuven and Shimon. It's not just me, right? I'm in good company. You don't know that Reuven doesn't care about Shimon. And this is, I don't even want to use the word, strong word, enemy, but he doesn't like him. And then you realize through the conversation that Reuven is about to start talking lashon hara about Shimon. If you don't have any eitza, if you can't leave the room, you can't leave the car, you can't leave the airplane. You know, I'm reminded, I once heard from Reb Dayan Donner. Rav Donner is a Pesach in England, speaks to many all around the world, and he said that he was once getting stood up in the plane to get his hat to go daven, and people were watching him. He's a tall, big presence, and he's walking towards the door of the plane. I don't remember exactly. I think someone's like, sorry, no, don't do it! he wanted to find a side, you know, a place on the side where he could daven. He wasn't opening the door. But what happens if he can't get out of the situation? He can't move. He can't leave. Change the topic of conversation. Sometimes you start saying a story. The power of a story, sometimes a story with a little humor to it, the person will even forget what they were talking about. There's a reason why we have humor. Humor can be used as a tremendous tool to prevent Isurim. Mamish, to prevent Lashon Hara. He brings in the Eitzah, he says here in the Haggah, V'cheinim eiro she'ischir l'daber v'hirgish ba'atzmai. If a person starts having a conversation and he realizes by himself that by the time this conversation ends, he lached al yedei zeh v'ofen lashon hara u'shad dibur iser k'yotze b'zeh. By the time this conversation ends, it's not going to be good. We will have violated diburim asurim, no question. So what should he do? This is a practical eitzah. He's giving advice to a person. What do you do if you're lost? Do you continue driving the wrong direction? I was once given directions. One of my first times to Philadelphia, I was told to take 73 North. I think that's what it was, instead of 73 South. All right, we know where you go, where, 73, know where you end up?
Yeah. 73 South,
it
takes you to Jersey.
Yeah, 73 South. Atlantic City. Yeah, so I'm driving. I was the passenger. My friend's driving, and he says to me, "Are you sure we're going the right direction?" The other sign said Philadelphia. I said, listen, I'm just reading. I'll tell you what it says here in the directions. I'll show you. You can read it yourself. How am I supposed to know where to go? You think we should follow directions that were given to us, right? We finally get to a gas station. And we ask the person, how do you get to Bala Cynwyd? He says, who, what? You know, Philadelphia. He starts laughing. He says, you were 20 miles the wrong direction. He said, you have to turn around all the way and go back that direction. So what's the person going to do? Continue going after he tells you this? Continue going another 20 miles in the wrong direction? It's ridiculous. No one would do that. So here you find yourself in a situation, you're in the conversation, and you realize you're going the wrong direction. You turn around. What does he say? Yes, benafshoy lilchoy mim yitzro, you strengthen yourself to fight with your yitzro horo. Lahafsig be'emso, to stop in the middle. Yossi es advarim l'inyan acher. Change the topic. Turn around. Dumyo, similar. Shim hayu maydim uloi be'emza achilosoi. If people would tell you, by the way, you know, the food you're eating, shezehu dovar iser. The food you're eating is dovar iser. It's also, you can't eat that. The vada here, masik takeif, or your pilot, he would stop immediately and spit it out. Even what's in his mouth. Says the Yaris Devash tells us. And if you're embarrassed because he's taking the food out of his mouth. I just want to give a marshal that the Chofetz Chaim is not saying, and I'll continue to his words. But imagine a person comes over to somebody and you see him putting something to his mouth and he's eating it. We look at where he got it from and we see what he's eating. And we realize there could be some poison in it. It could be physically dangerous if he continues eating that. So we tell the person, you realize that there's poison around here. What are you going to do? But it tastes good? Finish chewing? Let me just follow and finish this piece. Which Meshuggah would do that? This is no different. He's giving the marshal with forbidden food. I'm giving the marshal with poison, which he does other places. So Amru Chazal, what did Chazal tell us? You're amongst other people, and you're embarrassed to switch the conversation because you're going to look like random. You don't know how to talk properly. Mutav shikari adam shoyte kol yomav, says the Mishnah in Idiyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. It's better for a person to be called a fool, to be looked upon by others as a fool, shoyte kol yomav, v'ayi rasha sho'achas afnei amokim, and he should not be a rasha, should not be viewed by Hashem as doing something wrong, even one for one moment. Look, v'akosav haramban b'sefer Shaar Gemul, the Ramban already tells us in the Sefer Shaar Gemul, sho'achas b'gehenim, one moment in Gehenim, is Karshe Yosem Isure Iyoiv Koyomov. One moment in Gehenna, says the Ramban, is more painful than all of the suffering Iyoiv went through his whole entire life. We have to know what the suffering Iyoiv went through to understand one little iota of what does it mean, one moment of Gehenna. V'yadua she'adam misratza yoyse lizbayesh v'lizbol yisurim kashim. We all know that a person wouldn't mind to be a little embarrassed, as opposed to the flip side is to have tremendous suffering. And the busha he'd rather take than tremendous suffering. Now he says a very important point. This next paragraph is extremely important. Everything we said until now, when we're in Paragimel, Shara Tavuna, when a person is told, don't listen, don't join this conversation, don't listen to what they have to say, that's only if you cannot help the situation. However, the Chafetz Chaim is going to tell us now that if a person has that ability to listen to the conversation and perhaps make peace, make shalom, he should listen. Now he's doing l'tayelis, and it's not lashon hara, and it's a mitzvah to listen and try to make peace. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets to us as follows. He says, you know what? Yetzer Hara knows that if we listen, we might be those people who will make peace between these two individuals. So what does he do? He tells us, you went to the Shir and Shmir Salashin. You've heard the Rav give the drasha on Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Chavetz Chaim. You can't listen to what he's about to say when we're supposed to listen, because we're going to make the peace. So the Chandi Yetzer Hara gets to us every single way. And he tells us like this, V'chol zeh shekasavnu v'she'ein lo yetzayich l'sakin es ha'davar, aval im dvarev nishmoyin, v'yicholiz v'yod el'asa sholem b'neyim. And you have the ability to make peace with these two people. V'vadai mitzvah l'shmaya kol ma'a sh'b'neyim. It's a mitzvah to listen to what they are saying. V'ein b'zeh klal mishum iser lashon hara. There's no concern of an iser lashon hara. It's a mitzvah to hear what they have to say. It's a very good question, a very good point you're raising, where there are times you're listening to one side of the story and you think you'll be able to help, and before you know it, you see where things are headed and you realize it'll be impossible. So there's no question that in a situation like that, there are two things a person has to do. Is one is take the eitzah from this changing the conversation. And the reason why you started listening is because you thought you might be able to help. There's no question about it. Your intentions were good. But once you see, for whatever reason, we all have our sixth chelik, you know, the sixth sense, you know, the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. It's called seichel, right? Where we have to apply our brains that Hashem gave us to the situation. If we realize we can't help, not only do we have to deviate and change the conversation, we also have to make sure we're not mekabel, we don't accept what was said as lashon hara, which is extremely difficult. It's definitely a very fine line, and it's not easy. Oid yizar mo'id. Furthermore, he says, we have to be very careful, shaloi yamoid b'chaburus anoshim, not to stay amongst people, v'afilu imutzarech le'ezet davra echrechi yikatsa midosei sham. Even if he needs something important, make sure he gets what he needs and goes on. But don't stay around there. Unless he knows that these people, they're nice people, they say nice things, they don't speak forbidden speech. And even if all of the people are good, upstanding people who do not speak Lashon Hara. However, there's one person amongst them who is Baal Lashon Hara, he speaks Lashon Hara. Who mekalkal is called b'nei ha'chabura v'roi l'shamit mehem. You have everybody who is kosher. What does it mean everything is kosher? There's a hechsher, once again. Just like we said, there's a hechsher before we put the food in our mouth. There's a hechsher before we say the words. There's a hechsher, who are we associating ourselves with? So if we see that in this hechsher over here, in this group of people rather, you have one person who will be speaking the Lashon Hara, who is not doesn't care about what he says. Ah, what's the big deal? Just words. I didn't hurt anybody. You can't stay around them. You know, when it comes to food, we say there's halachas of batal b'shishim. When it comes to hilchos lashon hara, we don't say it's batal b'shishim. We don't say batal b'roiv. We don't say that this one person is like he's not there. Who mekalkel is called b'nei chaburah v'roi lishem nehem? He, this one person, is ruining the whole entire group. And what's our response? We have to make sure we leave. At least make sure, if we can't leave, to make sure we stay silent and we don't join in. We'll now quote from the Sefer Rosh HaGivah. Be careful, my son. And in fulfilling that which Shlomo HaMelech said, and don't fall prey. Mishlei Chav Gimel Tes, Ba'ozne Chsil Al Tadaber, Ki Yavuz L'Seichel Milecha. Don't speak into the ear of a fool, because he'll despise the wisdom you are telling him. Which is a truth, She'en Kamayu, is such an absolute truth, where if you tell a tippish, you tell a fool who knows everything, so he thinks, wait, what are you, you're not teaching me anything. So all he's going to do is take your words and ridicule and mock and laugh at you. So don't say anything, says Shlomo Melech. B'chein, furthermore, tizar mimesibo sheyesh bo afilo mea anoshim v'yesh bohem ksil echad oileis echad. Tizar mimesibo, be careful, don't be involved in the group. Afilo mea anoshim, even there's one person. V'yesh bohem ksil echad, is one fool. Oileis echad, or one wise guy, one scoffer. Who's the biggest fool? Who's the biggest seal? That's the one who knows it all. People who know it all, there's nothing to teach them. So, when they walk into the situation, and they are the they know everything, whatever you say to them is ridiculous. Shinemar Chacham Beinav Ksil, a person who views himself as a Chacham, Beinav, in his eyes, he is the Ksil. He is the ultimate fool. Hachzek Vishay Vishtiko. Strengthen yourself and remain silent. Maltadabim Mesibahi Bishum Dover, and don't be involved with such a group of people. Shaf into Dabra, call me Nei Chacham, because even if you say words of Chachma, Inaschucho. They'll be victorious over you. And they'll embarrass you. Zodan comes, meaning this person who comes to the Chacham Beinav, the wise man in his own eyes. He thinks he knows it all. So what are you teaching him? He's just going to mock you and rank you out. And then you'll be embarrassed. So don't say anything. Now, of course, if a person has the ability to give teichacha, he should give teichacha. But we're talking about a case where he's not able to. They're not going to listen at all. He knows. Even if you want to talk to your own friend, privately, quietly, make sure no one hears, this person doesn't hear behind the wall what you're saying. In the earshot of a fool, a ksil, don't speak. Doesn't say with the ksil don't speak. Of course you shouldn't speak with him. Of course you shouldn't speak with him. But don't let him hear what you have to say. V'bodek menusa, says the Sefer Rosh HaGivah. It's tried and tested. He says, what I'm telling you is emes. V'eskozen nisisi kam pa'amim b'simchas mitzvah. You see this? I went to chasnas, I went to bar mitzvahs, I went to simchas. Matzazi kichein hu. And I found this is what takes place. People gathering together in a happy frame of mind, and they don't realize what's the hechsher on the mouth. Beglal kein barach b'ni mimesiva k'mayzu, run my son, from a group of people like this, from a gathering as such. Because people, a person who knows it all, the Chacham Beina of Huxil, he's the fool. The one who thinks he knows it all, he's going to rank everybody out. He's going to make these wisecracks, these jokes. And everybody will be laughing. But at the end of the day, there's embarrassment. Or grab on to the midah of silence, and through this you will be saved from the embarrassment.